We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome and I love us. It's a beautiful day.
KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:45. Congratulations to Mark from McPherson. Has a pair of tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard coming to Intrust Bank Arena Monday, July 16th. And we got another pair of tickets to Journey and Def Leppard coming up sometime this morning here with Steve and Ted. So be listening for your chance to win. Now, three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Wichita State 85, Memphis 65.
Two.
Wichita City Council approves firefighters' contract, moves ahead with new water treatment plant.
One.
New ordinance allows some Wichita businesses to stay open later. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, as traffic volumes are starting to pick up here in Wichita, very cold morning out there as far as traffic conditions are concerned, but not seeing too much in the way of slippery spots out there in Wichita. Got some heavy traffic right now, K-96 looking eastbound, K-96 right around Hillside, so eastbound Kellogg just passed, got on there at the North Junction. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 39 degrees after yesterday's high of 31. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 25. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 56. 39 today, 56 tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy, 9 degrees. We have a north wind at 9 miles per hour. The wind chill is 4 below. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 6:47, Steve and Ted in the morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning.
Guten Morgen.
Good. Is it cold out there, Don?
It's a little chilly, yeah.
Yikes. It's so cold, he's speaking German.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, sehr gut. Sehr cold.
We have a comments from KNSS Facebook. First of all, we've got the poll. What do we call the poll, Ted?
The Steve and Ted.
Wichita.com.
WichitaPerks.com
poll. Yeah. What would you like to receive for Valentine's Day? Flowers, only 6%. Chocolate, 19%.
Physical affection.
Jewelry, 31%. Just spending the day together, 44%.
So jewelry went up and chocolate went down since yesterday.
Well, it sounds like the guys are loading up the phones here with the just spend time together so they don't have to spend any money.
It's right there on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Take the poll. And some comments from Facebook this morning. People on the East Coast received a false tsunami alert from AccuWeather Tuesday morning. Kevin says, the guy from Hawaii caused it after detecting the SpaceX launch this time. Cindy says, so I guess the guy from Hawaii that sent out the nuclear bomb warning got a job with AccuWeather? Reggie says, so the guy from Hawaii moved to the East Coast and got a new job. So there you go. Reggie and Cindy had the same idea.
Yeah. Have you met Stu?
Who?
Stu Nami.
Tsunami? No.
Never mind.
Or
he's
Sue.
A crazy guy.
$560 million Powerball winner refuses to claim prize as she fights for anonymity. Marianne says she wants privacy. Instead of name, they should just let them say what state she is in. Those are comments from Facebook. All right, 6:49, Steve and Ted. Stocks rebounded Tuesday after
just
Monday.
Just tell them her name is Mary Smith.
That's it. Yeah. Stocks rebounded Tuesday after Monday's massive sell-off, but not before some wild swings.
It was a choppy session on Wall Street. In the end, stocks surged after the biggest sell-off in 6.5 years. In fact, stocks rallied on the heaviest volume in 15 months, and the Dow recovered from an early loss of 567 points. At the end of the day, it finished higher by 567 points exactly at 24,912. The Nasdaq Composite up 148, closing at 7115. The S&P 500 up 46 at 2695. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the winners included Dow, DuPont, Home Depot, Apple, Chevron, and Goldman Sachs. Disney reported its quarterly numbers after hours. It beat on earnings, and the stock was gaining slightly. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
6:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and complex rules around inherited IRAs. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, has that story for us this morning. Good morning,
Don. Morning.
Tell us all about it, sir.
Well, a great advantage to investing within an IRA is tax-free growth while the monies remain in the account. Distributions are taxed from a traditional IRA and not taxed for a Roth IRA. The same remains for an inherited IRA, but the distribution rules can be much different. If you inherit an IRA from a spouse, the earnings will continue to grow tax-deferred. You'll pay taxes on the monies you take out of the account. The account essentially becomes yours, and it's treated the same as an IRA that you started yourself. No big changes. However, if you're a parent, a sibling, or a child beneficiary of an IRA, the rules are much different. A traditional IRA inherited from a parent, a child, or a sibling requires that distributions are taxed at the beneficiary's income tax rate. However, those distributions must begin no later than December 31st of the year following the deceased person's death. The distributions can be taken over the lifetime of the inheritor, which is known as the life expectancy method, or over a five-year period as a lump sum, or as a lump sum. The required minimum distribution is set each year by the IRS. Now, if you choose the five-year method, there are no RMDs and there is no early withdrawal penalty, no matter what age the beneficiary. But after 5 years, any remaining funds in the accounts will need to be withdrawn. The IRS allows the 5 years because they realize that it takes about, you know, if one takes it out just in 1 year, they may incur excessive taxes because the distribution is considered earned income. So if you got $500,000 in something, you take it all out at once, that's all of a sudden considered income for that year. So they let you stretch it out a little bit. If you inherit an IRA, whether a spouse or not, don't forget to take the RMDs. As the penalties are very stiff, the owner faces 50% penalty on the amount taken below that required minimum distribution. And of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Alabama has filed a lawsuit against the manufacturer of OxyContin.
Oh, really?
And other opioids, becoming the latest state seeking to hold drug companies accountable for an addiction epidemic going on across the country. And casino mogul Steve Wynn resigned Tuesday as chairman and CEO of Wynn Resorts.
Wow.
Amid sexual misconduct allegations.
Oh, my.
There's a day today that I know Ted can celebrate. National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh.
Sign me up. Fettuccine Alfredo.
I like that.
Carbing up.
Not good
to run
for
a
you.
Marathon? No, I'm just eating carbs.
Yeah, they say, this is terrible for your health, but good. It sure is tasty, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's just pure cream.
It's just butter and cream poured on top of pasta.
Parmesan.
And
you don't want to know the secret to making it? I learned this in Italy. Is when you start with butter and garlic and you burn the butter. You just slightly
burn it.
You slightly burn the butter so it turns a little bit brownish.
Tiny bit caramelized.
Yeah, and then that adds that nice little taste to it. And then you know what you do? You finish it with a little fresh nutmeg. Yeah. I know that sounds weird. A touch of nutmeg on top. Oh, man.
Alfredo di Lelio, an Italian restaurateur, created Fettuccine Alfredo in 1908. After his wife had given birth to their first son that year, she did not have an appetite. To help encourage her to eat, he created a dish of noodles, cheese, and butter.
All right.
She liked the dish so much that she thought it should be put on the menu at his small restaurant in Rome. And there is the story, the legend behind Fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
So, you guys going to celebrate today?
Yeah, I'm going to go get some Marie calendars and have at it.
Oh, come on. Just go get a little thing of heavy whipping cream, some noodles, some butter, and make it yourself, man.
Or,
it's really easy to make.
That's too much effort.
With
Marie calendar, you just stick it in the oven.
You know,
or the microwave.
It's not that hard to make. It's
well, I know
really
that, but
darn
it requires some effort, though.
Good point. Well, I don't know. Ted gives so much effort to his job.
All right.
You know, I guess when he goes home, he doesn't want to go give an
effort
to his food.
Yeah, my fuel is exhausted by the time I get home.
I think it's a little like Christmas. Every person should celebrate Fettuccine Alfredo Day the way they want to, individually.
Hug a noodle day.
Hug a noodle. All right, thank you. All right. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Got a house fire in South Wichita. Oh, and an apartment fire in South Wichita. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.